I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, November 26th. Well, the holiday season kicks off in Quincy tomorrow with the 93rd Thanksgiving Day football game between Quincy and North Quincy High Schools. The game begins at 10 a.m. at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Join us here at QATV for live coverage beginning with the pregame show at 8:30. And Friday is the traditional turning on of the Christmas lights on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. The family activities begin at 3 p.m., with the lighting taking place at 6:30. Saturday, Santa arrives at Pageant Field at noon via helicopter to greet children. And the 72nd annual Quincy Christmas Parade steps off Sunday at noon in Quincy Center and makes its way down Hancock Street to North Quincy High School. Join us here at QATV for live parade coverage beginning at 12:45 Sunday afternoon. The free skating rink across from the Quincy District Courthouse will open for the season on Monday at 3 p.m. And a reminder, Santa's mailbox is available on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center, and no postage is necessary. Well, the town of Braintree's first development permitted under the MBTA Communities Act is moving forward in the approval process. The $230 million proposal for Plain Street calls for a 752-unit apartment complex developed by Trammell Crow Residential. Project will be built in two phases. Phase one consists of five four-story buildings with 427 units, surface parking, and five single-story detached garage structures. And phase two, expected a year later, includes a four-story building with 325 units and a parking garage. The complex calls for 1.5 parking spaces per unit. 10% of the apartments, 76 of them, will be considered affordable. According to plans, the development will offer a mix of studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom units. Amenities would include a swimming pool for residents, EV charging stations, a playground, and daytime public parking to provide access to the Manatiquid River. Because the property lies within Braintree's MBTA zoning overlay district, and the proposal is allowed by right, meaning it doesn't require a special permit to be developed. The state's MBTA's communities law requires 177 cities and towns to create at least one district where multifamily housing is allowed by right. Planners estimate the project will generate between $700,000 and $1.2 million annually in net tax revenue for Braintree. The 31-acre site was once home to Armstrong World Industries, a factory that manufactured gaskets and foam pipe insulation. After decades of vacancy, the land is now positioned for reuse alongside the town's ongoing Braintree Dam removal project. The next public hearing on the project is set for December 9th. Final approval is expected next spring. Top Beacon Hill Democrats raising concerns about special interest groups that are pushing potential voter referendums to bypass the traditional legislative process. And one criticized a popular initiative petition to bring back rent control. Attorney General Andrea Campbell certified 44 potential questions earlier this year, and at least 10 campaigns said they cleared a hefty signature gathering requirement last week on the road to the 2026 ballot. Most campaigns said they deployed paid signature gatherers. However, Homes for All Massachusetts, the coalition behind the rent stabilization measure, did not. House Speaker Ron Mariano of Quincy said ballot questions came up during this week's private meeting with Senate President Karen Spilka, Governor Healey, and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. Asked whether any specific ballot questions stand out to him, Mariano told reporters, quote, "We're concerned about all of them." The ballot questions moving forward look to subject the legislature and Healey's office to the public records law, reduce the state's personal income tax rate, impose a state revenue cap, and overhaul the legislature's stipend system, among other measures. Lawmakers can choose to address the petitions themselves, yet they often leave the decision to voters. Mariano, pressed on whether he plans to negotiate with some of the campaigns, said, quote, "It's too soon to see which ones of these are real and he reiterated he is bothered by the sheer number of questions. And Spilka said she believes that special interest groups are driving a lot of possible questions. A Suffolk University Boston Globe poll is honing in on the fight for Senate in Massachusetts, showing incumbent Senator Ed Markey claiming 45% of likely Democratic primary voters and Representative Seth Moulton at 22%, with 30% undecided. But questions surrounding Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley are lingering in the background. Rumors continue to circulate about a potential Senate bid from Pressley, with polling data showing her at 35% of likely Democratic primary voters, Markey at 34%, and Moulton at 16%. Republicans are hoping a crowded Democratic primary can benefit John Deaton, who is running for the seat after losing a bid to unseat Senator Elizabeth Warren. The poll also dipped into the Massachusetts gubernatorial race. Of those surveyed, 46% said Governor Healey deserves to be reelected. Among Healey's Republican challengers, Brian Shortsleeve led the pack with 21%, followed by Mike Keneally and Mike Minogue. Well, at the State House, immigration policy is once again front and center for lawmakers. At issue is how much cooperation should exist between state and local police and federal ICE enforcement. In hearings yesterday, the so-called Safe Communities Act received the most attention. The Safe Communities Act prohibits state and local law enforcement from notifying ICE about undocumented immigrants in non-criminal matters. State Senator James Eldridge and three other lawmakers say the Safe Communities Act is needed in light of recent ICE enforcement roundups. The very public ICE arrests, lawmakers say, is instilling fear in the immigrant community. Top law enforcement officials from Middlesex County are backing the legislation, but there was also concern that some of the bills might go too far and block efforts to deport people who commit crimes. Nurses are sounding the alarm over a Trump administration proposal that would limit access to student loans for nursing students pursuing graduate programs. The plan is part of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, which introduced a new cap on borrowing for higher education. Students enrolled in professional programs, as defined by the Department of Education, would be allowed to borrow $50,000 per year with a $200,000 lifetime cap. Students enrolled in graduate programs that aren't defined as professional would be restricted to $20,500 per year with a cap of $100,000. And nursing is not included on the list of professional programs. According to the Department of Education, it has not previously been defined as such. The new student loan caps would take effect next July. Governor Healey yesterday signing a $2.31 billion spending bill to settle the books at MassHealth and steer funding to former Steward Healthcare hospitals and the program that covers some care costs for uninsured and underinsured patients. The legislature shipped the spending package to Healey's desk last Wednesday, which was the last day of formal sessions for the year. A spokesperson says Healey signed the closeout yesterday afternoon. The package allocates $1.67 billion for MassHealth, $374 million for Steward Hospital payments, $10 million in hosting costs tied to next year's World Cup games, $18.3 million for student financial aid, and $10 million for operational and technical enhancements at the Department of Transitional Assistance. The law closing the books on fiscal 2025 also increases an assessment on hospitals to generate more money for the Health Safety Net program and authorizes a $50 million transfer into the account from the Commonwealth Care Trust Fund. Lawmakers opted to withhold the majority of appropriations sought by sheriffs to settle county budgets as they wait on the Inspector General to file an interim report by the end of February. People looking to buy alcohol on the way to their Thanksgiving gathering will discover that blue laws in Massachusetts block alcohol sales on Turkey Day, but a bill has been proposed to change the laws. State Representative David Linsky has tried before and failed to change the law, but he continues to push for it. The bill is in committee, and Linsky hopes he may be able to get the law changed by next year. The bill also includes Christmas. It would make it optional for stores. Liquor store owners say out-of-state customers are usually the ones who show up to their stores looking to buy alcohol on the holiday, only to discover that they cannot. And the same can be said for Massachusetts residents who just turned 21. To ensure safety for everyone in Massachusetts during the holidays, the Alcoholic Beverages Control Commission will be conducting alcohol enforcement at local bars in Massachusetts cities and towns from Thanksgiving Eve through New Year's Eve. In doing so, the ABCC hopes to prevent accidents caused by impaired driving and other alcohol-related harm that often occurs at this time of year. The agency will work with municipal police and focus enforcement efforts at bars that have been identified as the last to sell alcohol to a convicted drunk driver and other high-risk locations. Program is run in conjunction with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Impaired Driving Crackdown from Thanksgiving Eve through New Year's Eve, and is funded through the Executive Office of Public Safety and Security Highway Safety Division. According to the NHTSA, from 2017 to 2021, 137 drivers involved in fatal crashes on Thanksgiving Eve, also known as Blackout Wednesday, were alcohol impaired. In 2021 alone, 36 drivers were in fatal crashes on that day. Also, from 2017 to 2021, young drivers aged 21 to 24 represented the largest percentage of drivers involved in deadly crashes. Alcohol is involved in 40% of traffic crash fatalities, resulting in over 17,000 fatalities and injuring an estimated 275,000 people annually. Data indicates well over 50% of impaired driving arrests originate at bars. TD Garden's signature Table of Friends event was held at the arena yesterday, providing hundreds of meals to people experiencing homelessness in Boston. For nearly three decades, the event has marked the holiday season in partnership with Friends of Boston's Homeless, a nonprofit dedicated to supporting individuals experiencing homelessness. Volunteers, including members of the TD Garden team, Boston Bruins, Boston Celtics, TD Bank, and city and state officials all came together to help out. Guests enjoyed a Thanksgiving feast with 800 pounds of turkey, 600 pounds of stuffing, 450 pounds of vegetables, 10 gallons of cranberry sauce, and a massive 501-pound pumpkin pie. The president of TD Garden said it takes a lot of preparation, but it's worth it to give back to the community. In total, the initiative has provided more than 22,000 meals and contributed more than $110,000 to the Housing Startup Fund. Organizers said the efforts have helped hundreds of people transition into permanent housing. This year, the Boston Bruins Foundation and the Boston Celtics Shamrock Foundation also joined together to make a $100,000 donation to the Greater Boston Food Bank in support of their fight against the increase in food insecurity across Massachusetts. Here in Quincy, Father Bill's in Mainspring will be hosting a Thanksgiving dinner for the community at their new Yawkey Housing Resource Center on Broad Street on Thanksgiving Day at noon and 2 p.m. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 664. The NASDAQ rose 153. And the S&P added 60. Asian stocks are higher. The dollar rose. The euro is up. Oil at $58 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins are in New York against the Islanders at 7 o'clock. Celtics and Pistons will tip off at the Garden at 5 p.m. And Patriots getting ready for next Monday night's football game against the Giants at Gillette Stadium at 8:15. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, generally cloudy and mild, a high of 60 degrees. Clearing tonight and a low of 37. for Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Mostly sunny and breezy, a high of 46 degrees. Friday, sunny, high of 42. Saturday, lots of sunshine, the high 40 degrees. Out on the water, waves about 2 feet, wind south at 10 to 15 knots, high tide 3:13 p.m. Sunrise 6:47, sets at 4:14. Traffic note, 4 River Bridge, scheduled to open today at 3 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, November 26th.